Blog Talk Radio.
Siegman's Time of the Season.
It's amazing.
You recognize the responsibility that we have in bringing in the season premiere. Welcome, people. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
She's
raising the bar. Blog Talk Radio season premiere. It's been a long summer. We've been on with summer reruns, and summer reruns always go well in a different way. But I have to tell you, I do miss being on live with everybody. So welcome. Thank you for joining us. Monday at 1 o'clock is where you can find us every Monday. The Us, for anybody who's just tuning in, is to my left and always close to my heart, the lovely Lee Diegelman. No claps for you?
Well, okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's an ooh. Yeah, you deserve it, darling. You deserve it. All of that you deserve. And?
To my right.
There we go.
The wonderful Lori. And famous Towers.
Thank you, darling. A little bit of that's good. Okay. Oh, wow. I so didn't expect that. And they shut up really quick.
Yeah. I told them to quiet down.
They felt a little uncomfortable getting that exuberant about it, and I understand that, but welcome, people. Thank you for joining us. A wonderful summer it was.
Happy to be back.
How was your summer, Lee?
It was very, very, very productive.
Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of going out and taking a lot of pictures all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
let people know where they could find you, by the way. On Instagram?
On Instagram,
come on.
Elite Photography,
mm-hmm.
New York,
mm-hmm.
NY.
Yeah.
And that's like my passion lately, you know, besides, of course, fitness and stuff like that.
Well, you know, the funny thing is people don't recognize that the great body of work that you have. And what I'm looking forward to, are going to be the snow scenes.
Snow scenes, the architecture scenes, you know. You got to go with the seasons. And my seasons for the summer was nature, the birds, the beautiful foliage. Not foliage. That becomes a fall.
What?
Which leads into
the
architecture. But I'm just saying in general, the beautiful summer views
that
that are out every day. Which I love.
Beautiful
nature.
It's funny because I always think, I love black and whites, and you know me long
mm-hmm.
enough to know. Anything film noir, anything black and white is usually going to sell me. And I think that's why I love snow scenes so much, because it pulls the color. It pulls
black,
the color
white,
from
it's
everything. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Not that I'm really looking forward to snow, but you know what I'm saying. You could find beauty in pretty much everything.
I hope there's no snow at all.
Well, you know, we're going to get some.
We'll see.
We're going to get some. But we got so many wonderful things happening. And I'm trying to get some text on a couple of things.
Like?
That I want to talk to people about. You know, this show, for people who are just listening, and I'm going to make the segue quick. We're on the air probably like 7 or 8 years now,
mm-hmm.
and the show before this was The Bridal Body Shop, which was a business suite that
mm-hmm.
we both had, about getting grooms and brides in shape for not only the wedding, but their life after
right,
that.
Right.
Not fat shaming, not anything like that, but just getting them healthy so you could grow old together in a fashion that you'd like. So when this administration took over, we started changing the theme, and we made it more a feminist-based texture.
Platform.
So this has been growing great for the past 2 years. And what we have going on now is we have so many things happening this fall that are speaking to maybe the women that never thought they were feminists, maybe women who never recognized themselves as, because, you know, our rights are up for grabs, and this is the time for us to come out in droves, and not just people in our generation, but the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many great things going on. Elite's daughter, I don't know if you want to speak about this.
No, you speak better than
Okay.
I do. I mean, I would love to, you know, talk about it, but I think
it's
a great event.
It's going to be.
And I'm very proud of her for even putting it together because it's all her idea. You know, it's, you know, the Woman Power Project.
Yeah.
But she's having a fundraiser tomorrow,
yeah.
And I'm going to hand it over to you.
Elite's daughter was actually on two of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
She was on with Quentin once.
Yes.
And they did this wonderful play together, Evelyn. which
mm-hmm.
is a really, really heavy thing to see. And I applaud young hands who try to, you know, grapple with a theme that's pretty morbid, you know, and I'm not going to give too much of it away.
It's not even morbid. It's real life.
No, but I'm just saying it was just a horrible, you know, suicide is always something that's
really
taboo.
True story.
Right. You don't want to touch it.
No.
And they handled it well, and they handled it with music, which I probably wouldn't even have done. And it was just a wonderful thing. We had a great night out with that one. But what's coming up is the Lady Power Project, which is going to be, if I'm not misspeaking, I think October 10th is the premiere. I'm trying to think.
I think it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Right. And it's going to be at Dixon Place.
Yes.
It is a cool little theater. You will love it. It's a great night out.
Actually,
you know
that's what Evelyn premiered.
Exactly. And it's just a really, really cool little spot. And, you know, for the price of a ticket, which is still dirt cheap,
mm-hmm.
you have great restaurants around. You've got Sammy's, famous Sammy's,
yeah,
one block over.
Which we
great.
Love.
And you have an evening out supporting, you know, young people in the theater. But what's going on tomorrow night is going to be the fundraiser for, it's going to be for the Lady Power Project, but it's actually going to be benefiting the Dwelling Place of New York, which is a transitional housing place
mm-hmm.
for homeless women.
That's right.
And this goes into the education, the clothing, getting women from an area of either abuse or whatever brings them to a place in their life where they find themselves in a hopeless spot,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're with family or without. They're just a wonderful group of people, and they're going to be having a fundraiser tomorrow. If you're not doing anything and you're in the city, stop by Therapy. It's a really cool club on 348 West 52nd Street. I think that's right off. It's right off 9th Avenue. It's Hell's Kitchen. And Hell's Kitchen, for anybody who's listening, is outside of New York. It's the coolest place on earth.
Yeah.
Don't let the name and the negative connotations of yesteryear scare you. It's just a cool place.
It's beautiful.
And the fundraiser starts tomorrow at 6:30. So, again, 348 West 52nd Street. And this is just going to be, it's for the Lady Power Projects, but all the proceeds are going to the Dwelling Place of New York. And you know what? You go, you have a drink, they have a full bar,
mm-hmm.
bring your friends, stay for an hour, stay for 2 hours.
It's also
so worth
helping
it.
A woman's shelter.
And I will be there if it means anything to anybody.
Yes.
I'll be there drinking and supporting.
And then you can meet the famous Laurie Tapper.
Well, you know, that might not be worth
you
it.
You should be
but
signing 8x10s over
you'll
there.
You'll be... I got to get new 8x10s Elite Ziegelman.
And I will be doing
Thank you, darling.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that's going on. And what we happily were able to partner with, we were trying to keep something, a little bit of cross-pollination with a festival that goes on every year called the Dissident Art Festival. And this year it's hashtag Silent No More. And it's going to be about women, not that men are not going to be there, but all the groups there are going to either have a soloist that's a woman,
mm-hmm.
being led by a woman. We have great things going on. The lovely Elite Ziegelman is going to be capturing it all. But we have wonderful things happening, and we actually have live art going on. We're going to have
mm-hmm.
Denise Acquivone. She's going to be doing some live art.
I know. Are you going to raffle her art off?
And I think you came up with that, and that's a brilliant,
right,
brilliant idea.
It's a beautiful piece of art, so why not raffle it off?
And we also are going to have...
Walk away with a piece of beautiful art.
And we're going to actually, I think I'm going to vlog this. Elite. Look at me learning these...
Vlog it.
Vlogging my tattoo by Bridget, not Bridget. I made that
Bridget
Burke.
It's like Bridge
Armageddon Tattoo.
Okay.
It's in Williamsburg. I'm trying to think of the name of the street offhand. I can't do it. But she will be coming on with us.
Yes.
She's going to be there the entire night. And she's going to be bringing her flash of these
mm-hmm.
wonderful, wonderful feminist little icons
yeah.
and stuff like that. So that should be fun. But we have a lot of great things going on. It's going to be at the Frost Gallery. It's at 17 Frost Williamsburg, and it's going to be Saturday, October 5th from 7 to 11. And you
like
know
around
something?
Around the corner, too.
Yeah, it's just, and again, the proceeds are going to be going to the Dwelling Place, and I think Ricky's going to be coming down.
Yes, of course.
And speaking with someone.
She's right.
Is going to be coming down speaking, and it's just it's going to be a wonderful night out. We're going to have plenty of booze,
mm-hmm.
plenty of, just come down, bring your friends, bring,
come down, enjoy the night.
Bring your friends who are women.
Right. It's a good benefit.
And you know
it's
what?
A good, you know,
bring your friends. The men supporting women, the
mm-hmm.
women, whatever. Just bring
whatever it is. Just come down and
bring
enjoy.
Bring everybody that you want.
Everybody can, you know, relate to everything that's going on.
I think
on.
So. You know, because when you think about it, one oppressed group is the same as any other
yes,
oppressed group. So,
exactly.
But there's just a wonderful thing. And then Ricky's doing a wonderful job with
yes.
all of this. And that's, it's
very proud of her.
It's a cool thing to see,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I say this because she hasn't had half the stuff. Like, when you think of Bella Abzug, you think of all these people that really had to go toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with men. It's gotten a little easier. So when younger women who are a little bit more privileged than we are,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't really have to go, talking about like college scholarships, sports scholarships,
mm-hmm.
never went to women, now they do. So when I see a younger generation of women who have what I never had, and they still have enough passion to say, frig this, we could do better, and I'm moving with my sisters.
It's
and
also within the times that we're living in.
But I think it's
know?
Great, because it's
yeah,
very easy to say, you know something?
Yeah,
I got this. I got
mm-hmm.
mine. And which I think is the problem in society when we get to the point of, I got mine, screw everybody else. That's where we fail as I think as a species. So she's doing a wonderful job, and she put this together
mm-hmm.
all herself, and it's a good
thing.
That's
my little Aquarian.
Yeah.
Humanitarian.
They are. They
yeah.
they definitely are. They are humanitarian. They care
mm-hmm.
about the planet, and God bless. So tomorrow night, 6:30 at
Therapy.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
both 9th Avenue, 348. 52nd Street. I'm walking over from my office.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun. And you should be also vlogging a little bit over there.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah, bring it on to our page. You know,
I think
you
I'm going
to learn
to. No, I got to learn. No,
yeah, you got to learn to take that phone out and use what you
got to
use.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Go live. Do what you got to do.
I will. You know what? I think
yeah,
I might
because
do
that's
that.
That's what brings people in.
I think I will do that, and I'll do.
I have to teach my lady over here
yeah,
about.
I have no idea.
Social media.
I show up and I just say, do this, do that, da da da.
But people don't know that.
Yeah, I know.
We're in the age of social media. You have to show people
but that's
what
it.
You're
I think
doing.
I think I will. My phone isn't great, but I'll do. I'll do.
It doesn't matter. It still takes videos, right?
I'll do. I'll do my iPad.
Yeah. Whatever you need to do.
So, but getting back to.
Yes.
Today's theme.
Okay.
Which is. For anybody who's listening outside, anything that takes mass transit,
it just mass transit though?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It
I know you because I had experience.
It is
with
because
it.
Usually there's no offering up of seats
mm-hmm.
because of
right,
volume.
Right, right.
So this happened to me. This happened to me actually, probably before. I think the summer really ended, and I even said to you, I think this would be a great idea for a show.
Mm-hmm.
The New York City Transit tends to be very, whatever line you are, if you're on any line between 9 o'clock in the morning and rush hour at night, usually you're standing and you're just sitting and you have your head in your phone or you're sleeping or whatever, and whoever doesn't get a seat doesn't get a seat. So what happens now is, you know, years ago and still now, the main objective was if there, and you know me, if there's an older person of either gender or compromised,
sure.
kid, I stand up.
Mm-hmm.
With a pregnant woman, I certainly stand up. Now, the problem is with anybody who is advanced in age, it's very easy for you to recognize the reason to stand up. It's very easy to say, well, this man or this woman is clearly can't walk, has a cane, has a walker, or even if they're just older and you could see it, you stand up. Now, in the age where a good amount of the population is overweight, the quandary is how do we recognize what is possible body fat and additional weight and what is being pregnant. And this is what happened to me, and I'll give what happened. I'm sitting there, and this woman who's in front of me was quite heavy, but it wasn't in a way that is noticeable. You know, she wasn't carrying.
You don't know if she's pregnant or if she's heavy.
Exactly. So you don't really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up, looked down, and you realize if you make the wrong move, if you say.
You're calling her fat.
Exactly.
You want to sit down.
And you just ruined her day.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one that day that had this particular thing happen to them.
Curiosity that's going in your head.
And you're like,
what
okay,
should I do?
What do I do? I don't want to. I certainly don't want to hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at all this, and you can't really, so you sit. So this lady who's standing next to her started the conversation. So are you pregnant? How much are you along? And I heard her say, yeah, actually, this is my fifth month. And I thanked her for the conversation.
That's all you need to hear, right?
Then I stood up, and the lady goes, no, it's fine. I said, listen, I don't know how to say this, but I really couldn't be sure, and I didn't want to embarrass you. I didn't want to offend you in any way, but now that I know. So I thought what a great show that would be. How do we do it? Again, you're not in an area where there's a lot of, you take public transportation a lot.
No.
But the thing is, how do you know?
Well, I'm going to go into the aspect of, let's say you are pregnant,
mm-hmm.
okay? And when I was pregnant, I still worked out every single day, as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you're standing or
mm-hmm.
you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because your body is still going to be pregnant.
Oh, absolutely.
But in shape.
Yeah, right.
And you can tell the difference of being in shape,
yeah.
pregnant,
mm-hmm.
or somebody that's very heavy, and you can't tell if they're pregnant or not. So
okay.
it's very, very hard to decipher. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what to do.
That's
again,
okay.
you're gonna, like you said, you're gonna ruin the person's day
yeah.
if you do bring
oh,
it
God,
up and say,
yeah.
"Do you want to sit down?" For what reason? Why? Because I'm heavy and fat? No, you don't do that. You don't do that. So you try to listen to conversations like
mm-hmm,
you just did,
mm-hmm.
and you just mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
I say, mind your own business.
And that's the thing.
You have to mind your own business in these times because it's very touchy with anything.
Well,
every little thing that you say.
But see, the whole thing is, you know, again, you want to do the right thing. You always,
of course,
and I think
you
most
do.
Of people that
but
that don't
if
stand
it's
on
noticeable,
train,
and listen, you basically know a pregnant person
mm.
if they're thin and all they have is a belly protruding. You know that.
Yeah, see, now that was. I'm glad you said that. If they're thin.
If they're thin, yes.
Okay. Now, if they are of a population that was already bordering on being heavy,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to tell.
You can't tell, right.
It's very hard to tell.
So it's, listen, do I say it's their problem? No, I'm not going to say that
no,
it's their problem.
No, no,
you know,
no, no,
you
no,
know,
no.
I'm going to feel bad for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't tell because you didn't take care of yourself beforehand.
Exactly. But see, the whole thing is, certainly the onus is on them to have taken better care of
mm-hmm.
them. And our thing has always been, you know, if you're healthy during your pregnancy and you're not eating for two, but you're eating better for one,
mm-hmm.
your baby is going to come out being healthier than people who say, well, you know what, I was craving this and craving that. You know what?
Oh, that's so
it doesn't mean
I'm sorry,
you have to
but
be like
garbage.
Lucille Ball
I'm
who
sorry.
Had ice cream and sardines.
My experience, you don't crave. I mean, I craved carbs, and until this day, I crave carbs.
Did you more than usual?
Yes, I did more than usual because I just, for some reason, loved carbs.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the pasta, and I had the bagels. But you, know
but you didn't gain a lot of weight during your pregnancy.
25 pounds.
Yeah, that's not
25 pounds.
Mm-hmm, right, son.
But it still doesn't matter because I worked out every day.
Yeah.
And people, Nobody knew I was pregnant until my 8th month because I'm so tall. That's in general.
Yeah.
But you basically know a pregnant person if they're thin.
Yes.
You know, when they're heavy, it's very hard to decide, but unless they're in their 9th month and they're popping out.
Yeah, that's...
When they have that pop-out belly.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
the difference.
And see, that's where you see when that woman walks on the train,
right.
You see people can't, everybody's standing up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand up fast enough. But when it's somebody that you, what do you do? So we got these.
But let me ask you something. Let me go back to just in general. If somebody is very, very obese standing in the train.
Yeah.
And you see they're very uncomfortable standing because they're bumping into everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they sit down, they're still going to be in somebody else's spot.
Absolutely.
You know, space.
Absolutely.
So do you offer them your seat? Or do you say, let them just stand because you don't want to embarrass them for squeezing into a space that they can't squeeze into?
Now, the point being, if I get up, they have to fit into my – so
either way,
the whole thing.
It's just if it's a crowded train – it's a little space. It's a little tiny little seat.
Yeah. So that the whole thing.
Listen,
is,
I'm a big person.
You're tall.
But I'm just saying in general, it's just very hard to slide into a seat.
Listen, sweetheart. Unless they shorten the ceilings on the train,
I'm
you're going to be okay
in general,
in any seat.
It's uncomfortable for anybody to go into a seat unless they're handicapped.
But
pregnant.
Yes.
9 months.
Yes. Yes.
But if they're huge. They won't feel comfortable. They won't feel comfortable.
The people that are, I'm not saying obese, the people that are a good amount overweight and they're pregnant, what do you do with that? Because it does.
What do you do with that?
Well,
that's what I'm asking.
This is what we pulled up from BBC News, actually.
Okay.
And it's interesting. I just love the way they write things. It's. You know, it's a minefield of mixed signals, indecision, guilt, and offense, all played out painfully in public on a crowded train or bus. What do you do? And that's the whole thing, because commuters just really look to each other to see, are you doing this? Did you notice this? And this is a certain amount of eye contact that you like looking like. If somebody comes on the train, you see this clearly having some problems. Everybody kind of looks at each other. And the same thing when somebody is
in distress or whatever.
Okay. So here's what they came up with. And I sent this to you. I love
the
logic of all this. Okay. Listen for huffing. If there's any type of labored breathing, especially a woman who is above 6 months pregnant,
they're not huffing and puffing standing still.
Well, walk in,
they're huffing and puffing sometimes. Either way, if you're out of shape and very heavy, you're huffing and puffing.
Okay, so that's one.
I have to disregard that because
pregnancy. I would agree. It says here that this lady who was being interviewed, I would say, however, this is difficult to gauge with some people.
Right, exactly.
When they are clearly showing a bump or labored breathing. But my advice would be probably say nothing if you're unsure until you wait for a clear signal. Okay.
We just discussed.
Belly or back rubbing?
Belly.
If you're rubbing your belly, and
I
make a joke
a sign.
Wear a shirt that says, yes, I'm pregnant.
Right.
Make it easy
Seven
for everybody.
7 days a week?
Make it obvious for all of us, and this is what does it. Now, watch this. These are the giveaways. This lady is from Manchester, England. They have, and so is my Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
They have Manchester Metro, which is pretty much like our subway system. And it says, I've been finding leaning back and belly rubbing is a great expression
of
somebody who
is
pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is what I do too. Check the feet. Check the fever swelling, but it also could be there.
Exactly, when
for
somebody
women
that's very
that
overweight,
yes.
diabetic, and just never took care of themselves.
Now, they go into shoe apparel. If they're wearing, you usually don't wear boots, you wear something that
very
doesn't
flat
have
flat and
any,
open,
yeah, and
stuff
doesn't
like that.
Cut
because,
into your
right,
ankles.
Exactly.
Or just slippers. And it says if someone comes on the train wearing just slippers, it's safe to set to bet that she's eating for two. So that's another thing.
Again, I think we're just assuming in that manner.
Well, look, this is the BBC. This is why we divorced them. I'm reading from what they're saying. It's like, give me a break. But we love them. We love them over the pond. And this, another one, which is interesting, what is she reading? What, with holding her pump, rubbing her back, and working tirelessly to keep steady on her feet, is she actually reading?
What to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah.
Is that what she's reading?
Well, I'm trying to read it. This part is not making sense.
That is just, no, I understand what they're saying. Because you know how many women read that book? I've had it, and I still have it, What to Expect When You're Expecting. It's the most popular book that ever came out.
This is that. You know what? Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
So if she's reading that, you know she's pregnant.
Her hormones are probably, this is what they're saying. Her hormones are probably all over the place, so she's most likely sticking to something that's lighthearted or spot or chick flick kind
mm-hmm.
of reading. There's a big hint if she's reading a pregnancy magazine or baby book, but you know what?
It's just all the same.
That's that would be obvious. Okay. Inflated ankle, we already hit
we
on.
We know that.
But see, that's the whole thing. But, you know, they said if in doubt, offer your seat anyway. But you know what? I'd be standing up for everybody who gets on the train. I got news for you. Everybody who gets on the number four.
It doesn't matter what kind of train it is. I'm sure they're all crowded at the time that you're coming home. But in general, do they want to squeeze into your spot? That's the thing.
Well, the whole thing.
Are they going to feel comfortable squeezing into your spot because you're taking a little area?
Let me tell you something. I've seen people hold on to the pole and slide down. Oh, I've seen it.
Slide down to where?
Into
to
a
the
spot.
Floor?
Yeah, and wiggle and shimmy into a spot. I've seen it. Oh, Leif, you haven't been on the train. I've seen the shimmy happen.
God, I don't take public transportation.
Oh, but it's, well, you know.
Not for me.
It's not horrible, but this is
not
this
for
is
me.
Difficult.
As
now,
much as I take it, it's just right.
These are what the Brits said. The Brits are saying a waddling walk. Okay.
That's hormones. That's making us doing a thing.
Yeah, but look. The gait of somebody who
has extra weight does have
a waddle.
Walk. Yeah.
Is a waddle, and your feet are kind
but
of pointed
you
out.
But you can basically tell a waddling pregnant walk because I'm telling you, the body, especially the woman's body, is just an amazing piece of machinery because it sets itself up for what it needs to be doing. And it protects its hips. And it protects it the way it walks. I'm laughing because she's chewing on a chip. And you could always tell a woman's waddling pregnant walk. You always can tell compared to an oversized woman's waddling walk. It's two different kind of walks. It really is. I know the difference. So it's basically a woman that needs to know the difference or a man needs to know the difference.
And this is not from the BBC. This is what I've done on my own. You look to see if it's age appropriate. You look at the woman's face.
Well, yeah.
And a woman,
if you know somebody that's in their 40s or
50s,
they're not pregnant.
Although I look 20. People probably say, well, you know what? She could.
Wait,
she could
where
probably,
is the clapping
she
sound?
She could probably
because
push
I'm
out
going
a couple.
To say boo.
But no. But the thing is, you look. But again, there are women that are in their 40s and can be pregnant.
They want to be pregnant.
Right. They can be. But the whole thing is, you look for something that's pregnant. Obviously, the person has gray hair. Probably not so much can it be, but probably not so much. So, and you know, the last thing they say is like a well-defined bump. That's, you know, that's the gift.
Is it a well-defined pit? Is it a well-defined bump? Yes, if you're very thin. If you're very thin.
But no, wait a second. I have seen women on the train that were obviously, and there's It's easier in the summer. It's easier when there's less clothing. But there's a more defined, dense, definitive bump that is not just, and it's not covered with layers of extra flesh. It's just sticking out.
So what did I just say? When you're thin,
No. But this is even heavy women. When you're that far advanced in your pregnancy, there is this tight kind of quality that, you could be heavy, but it only happened in the eighth or the ninth month. So right. It's already kind of...
And that's when it happened to me.
Yeah.
In the eighth or ninth month. Otherwise, nobody knew I was pregnant.
Well, nobody knew my mother was pregnant with me.
Nobody knew
I
was pregnant.
Until she went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
I'm telling you, that when I was in my eighth month, for some reason, she was laying on my diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't breathe. So I had to go into the emergency room, and they said, what's the matter? I said, I'm pregnant, and I just can't breathe. And they said, you're pregnant? They couldn't believe I was pregnant. So she was just laying on the diaphragm, but at the ninth month, it just popped right out.
Yeah.
It just popped right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it also depends, you know, on the individual, on, you know, your genetics,
yeah.
and, you know, all that, you know, what you're having. Is it a boy or is it a girl?
Yeah.
It all depends
boys
on how.
Boys are lower, girls.
They're lower,
yeah.
they're higher, you know, your face changes,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Pregnancy takes, it's just a, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
For a woman. Because it just, it takes over your body in
yeah.
just amazing different
ways. Well, it's
another
human being taking over.
Yeah,
yeah.
but it, your body knows to protect that human
mm-hmm.
being
yeah.
and does what it can to protect it, you know?
And then
it's just amazing.
And then 16 years later, they take over your house.
Oh,
and they,
forget
yeah,
about that.
So
we won't get into that. That's another show.
And change the face of everything.
that's a different
but
story.
But it's funny because when I take the trains, they always have this courtesy announcement. Please, you know, stand for what's right,
mm-hmm.
stand for the elderly,
mm-hmm.
stand for a pregnant person. And that's, and I always think, we do. There's very few people that I know of that don't get up for an elderly person
that's
getting
on the
train.
That's another show completely.
But there's,
that's another show
there's,
completely.
But it's so hard to tell. If somebody is pregnant, it really is. Because, again, and this is... This
you know,
is,
does it always have to just be pregnancy? Can it be an older person?
Oh, yeah.
Can it be just, you know, somebody that you could just tell is very hard time standing up?
But people usually do. I have to say something.
Yeah?
People, there might be 5% of the people that don't... If you an old man or an old woman gets
that
on the train...
That 5% bothers me.
Of course.
That 5%
bothers
me. But that
5% is anywhere. That 5% is just going to be... That's who they are. But for the most part... And I've seen older people get up for older people that are,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right,
you
yeah,
just do
totally
it.
Get it.
I tell you, you know what, I usually get up for, if I see somebody getting up, getting on the train, and, you know, I'm not doing any work or anything,
mm-hmm.
so I could really stand. But if it's a nurse or a tech, I know they're on their feet 12 hours at least. So,
right.
you know
so
what,
you
I get up.
That's
exactly
right.
right. I'm, you know,
and
I'm
how
really
long
strong.
Are you on the train? 10-15 minutes that you can't stand up?
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on what, look, I'm on the train an hour and 10 minutes every day. But you know what, the thing is, if I can stand up, of course I will. It's
right.
not going to kill me. I'm not, like, you know, going home and soaking in ice because I had to stand
is
for
it really an hour and 10 minutes?
Oh, sure.
Feel like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Easily from Brooklyn to Manhattan, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I have to give you credit for anybody that travels mass transit. I could never do it.
It's not, you know what, once you get used
to it.
It's
not easy.
No, it's not easy. But the majority of the people do either metro.
Yeah,
a lot
of people, yeah, I know.
Path trains.
I know. It's not an easy
they
thing.
They do all of that.
No.
But this is what I'm saying. Every time I hear that that courtesy announcement, it's like, we would love to know. We would love to know. Can we find a way of knowing who's pregnant? I mean, it makes it very difficult. And again, the pregnancy isn't the problem. It's the fact that they were.
Well, then, you know, we're going to always go into that topic of, you know, people taking care of themselves.
Mm.
But we're going to argue that point until we're dead.
And you and I were discussing before the show, an old friend of mine, her daughter recently gained.
We just discussed that.
I would use the word enormous amount
mm-hmm.
of weight in a very short period of time. And you wonder, okay, first of all, it's not healthy.
No.
Because you're not going to be in your 20s forever.
No.
You're not going to age well. You know, with your joints are going to get it. Even if you say, well, you know, my heart isn't going to get it, your joints are definitely going to get it. And if you're carrying around that amount of weight at, like, in your early 20s,
mm-hmm.
when your metabolism is at its zenith,
mm-hmm.
you should be burning like mad, and you're not. What are you eating?
No.
So this is the whole thing.
Well, a lot of people eat their stress. You know that.
Of course they do.
You know?
Of course they do. Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting into the broad of all this,
well, that's okay.
you know, later into our
mm-hmm.
season. But the millenniums,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to save our world,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be the overweight generation, which is going to be the sad part of it all.
I agree.
It really is, because they're very lazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, because technology has taken over their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And because of technology, you're sitting still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So, you know, exercise is not their thing. Our generation, which is the 50s and the 40s, we had to go out and do our thing, you know, and we're different.
Yeah, we had to go out.
But they're going to be the overweight generation. And, you know, don't be shocked that that's what we're going to see.
We're already seeing,
but they're going to save our planet.
Oh, yeah.
They're really going to save our planet, you know, and basically, is it going to be in a healthy way? No. Because they can't take care of themselves in a healthy fashion because they're so lazy.
And what I want...
It's a double standard.
No.
Double-edged sword.
They are going to be the humanitarians. They're going to be
They're going to fix the world.
Right. Embracing the different lifestyles, all of that.
But health is not going to be their issue.
I want them to be around long so they could sustain
it. I understand that. And hopefully, you know... I don't know. You know, I don't know... It's funny because ever since I got into photography, I really X'd out my fitness.
Did you really? I don't think so.
I X'd out my fitness profiles and stuff like that.
Really?
So I really don't see any more fitness in my feeds because I'm so tired of it. Because fitness has become such a platform that it's a generation of Photoshop and, you know, look at me, I'm 17 or 21, and look how good I look. That I just worked out for 1 year, you know what I'm saying? So I can't believe anybody, you know? So I'm just not looking into that, but I still believe in being fit and being in fitness and eating healthy and stuff like that. So what was I getting at? I'm losing my track.
Millennials.
That, right, the millennials that they aren't into fitness. It's not about what they're looking into. You know, they're seeing phony balonies that are out there, and they want to be that, and thinking that they could be that within 30 days. But it's impossible. It's a lifetime commitment that you need to always eat healthy and always work out and always be, you know, what you think that you want to be. You always have to be true to a healthy lifestyle.
I totally agree.
No matter what I say.
No.
Okay?
I totally agree.
And you have to give up everything else. I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying that put fitness into your lifestyle, whether it be in the morning, afternoon, evening. It has to be in your lifestyle. But hopefully these millennials will grab onto that.
You know,
because in days like these and what they see, nothing is real. That's what I'm saying. Everything is phony out there now.
And you know, and this is just brings it back to it. It's always, and I'm going to say it's mostly women who were dismissed and weren't taught to do anything but bear children. My mother-in-law.
Those days are over.
But here's where it comes home to roost. Because again, you know, you have to be. If
you feel that because we're 50 and we're in our 50s.
But listen. I think most people should be 25-year planners. From wherever you are, plan for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you're going to be? Because when you just have the 5-year plan, that doesn't really make
it. But where are you going to be within health?
Now,
or where are you going to be within career?
All of the above.
There's just a lot involved in that.
I mentioned it on shows in the past. My mother-in-law, both my in-laws, are in advanced stage of aging.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law is deepening in dementia and is in a nursing home. My mother-in-law is constantly falling and was in and out. Now, here's the thing, and you always say, well, you can't do anything about it now. No,
you
I can't. But my mother-in-law is a woman who was dismissed, overweight all her life, and I'm telling you, I'm going to write this article because... It's going to be the first line of the paragraph. When she first met my father-in-law's father, first meeting, she was very nice and everything. She got along with the family, but he said to my father-in-law, "That's a healthy girl." And
healthy being fat,
and that's what it was called. And that is the most ridiculous, but that's how they thought it. No, I see her at 82 now.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a healthy girl.
Right.
And that unhealthy
that
girl.
That was a nice way of saying that she's overweight.
But you don't understand.
That's
the,
all it was.
Depression age, people will just like, she's nice and healthy. You know, the family
but
had food to
you have to forget
to
about
her.
That because we're not going
oh,
to be living in that
no,
age
no, no,
much
but
longer.
What I'm trying to say is, and throughout the years, and I remember when my mother was still alive, about 25 years ago, I wanted to get my mother, who was always working out and always fit.
One in a million, though.
Right. But, and I said, why don't you, I'm going to get my mother to join Silver Sneakers. Why don't you and Pop, my father-in-law, you all go together because they all got along beautifully. And it'd be nice. You just meet like once a week or twice a week. And she didn't want to do it. And this is a woman that every doctor, not one of her doctors said, you got to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You're 4'11" and 150-something pounds. You got to lose weight. And this was a woman who was dismissed by mainstream. And here she is now in the hospital.
Suffering.
Every other month for something. And it could have been. And now she's at Camp Lori, where the diet is all clean, no sodium, no carbs. She's hating it and hating me.
No.
Good. That's fine, but, you know, this is it.
But, you know, then I'm going to take it on the other side of the spectrum with my mother-in-law that was very thin.
Very thin
for her own kid. Her own good.
She was a little
she's very small, Till this day, she's
but
very
she's
small.
But she's not gaining more weight. Cause
it's not that she's gaining
solid,
weight.
She's getting solid meals now.
But it's not even that. She's eating anything she can because she's trying to just, you know, survive.
Yeah.
But in general, she ate terribly.
Oh, I remember you told me.
Terribly.
I remember you told me.
But when she did eat, she ate terribly. But I don't know if she ate any other time because she was so thin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was something there.
Constantly, you know, trying to be thin and trying to keep, never visiting a doctor like your mother-in-law, constantly in the doctors.
Yeah.
So who wins here? Nobody wins. Nobody wins because my mother-in-law had a stroke. Your mother-in-law is overweight, constantly falling, doesn't know how to keep her balance.
Mm-hmm.
So who wins? The one that's thin or the one that's heavy? Nobody.
Now here's
because they weren't educated.
That's what I'm saying.
They were not educated.
Of women that were not taught.
Not educated.
You know what?
And anybody that's not educated in our time, it's their own fault.
See, but that's the whole
thing.
And
stupidity.
That's the whole thing. Now there's this new thing, coming out on vaping and the millennials. It's like, you know.
But that's just another thing they're going to bring up. I'm going to argue that fact because it's just something. In our times, it was smoking cigarettes, okay? And now that cigarettes are too expensive, basically vaping is the same amount of money. It's just Yes, it's the same amount of money. It's just something that they're going to emphasize on. It's about these kids that have nothing to do, and they're going to vape. Because it makes them look cool. When we were young,
of course,
cigarettes
totally
made us look cool.
I totally get it.
It's just another media aspect of constantly axing something. I'm not even going to harp on that because it's just another thing that the media is.
But,
is it healthy?
No. But
no.
What I'm trying to say is, with vaping, don't forget there's that 10-year shelf life that you have to look at, and that's how most theories.
Right.
Come about. You got to look at something for 10 years and see where the discrepancies are.
It hasn't been out for 10 years.
But that's what I'm saying. My worry is in 10 years from now, where are we going to be?
Right.
That's what I'm worried
about. No,
they're
going to harp on something else. That's just in general. This is just our world. There's got to be something that somebody's got to constantly harp on something that is bad. It's just news.
But
it's news. If it's not politics, it's vaping. If it's not vaping, it's something else. It's just constant media news. It's all it is.
But you can't say that it's healthy.
How come we don't constantly harp on exercise? How come? Why doesn't the news constantly harp on exercise every day?
Okay, wait a second.
The news should constantly harp on exercise.
They do it in the wrong way.
They do it in the wrong way, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
They do it in the wrong way.
They're trying to tell you that vaping is bad, that overeating is bad.
No.
I'm telling you in general.
I'm telling you that they do harp on fitness. But
they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
The only reason they do is it's
fad. They glorify
little
thing that's new.
No, that's what I'm saying. So they harp on fitness in the wrong way, by the flavor of the month club.
Right.
By whatever works. But,
same thing with the vaping. It's the flavor of the month.
But
it's the flavor of the month. Put that aside. Take Trump away. We're going to get the vaping. That's the big thing now because Trump is old news. It's media access.
But vaping is bad.
I'm not going to say it's good.
It's
I'm not going to say it's good.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying in general, it's just something that's constantly going to be in the news. It's something that's constantly has to be, you know, talked about because it's just something new. It's something new, and I'm telling you, the FDA is not going to take it away because it's not as bad as cigarettes. It's not as bad as cigarettes. Yes. Does it have nicotine? Of course it does. But they're trying to take it away from the kids. That's what they're trying to do because the kids love, even stupid Cuomo, okay,
yeah.
saying, oh, we have to take away these flavors like Captain Crunch, my favorite
Captain
cereal
Crunch.
Of all time. He was on the news saying
Wait
that.
Wait a second. There's a Captain Crunch
I
fake?
Don't know. I have no idea. All
what do you
the
think
ones,
that,
you know what I'm saying? It's just they're constantly saying that the vaping is bad, but the worst is the ones with the flavors like the bubble gum. And then Cuomo says, like Captain Crunch, my favorite cereal of all time, we have to stop this.
Is it peanut butter or regular Captain Crunch?
I don't know. My favorite was peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than the regular?
My mother always bought that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the
strawberry.
It's so funny.
Strawberry.
A comedian just said the Captain Crunch that when you had Captain Crunch, if you eat it within 15 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't get soggy.
The first 2 minutes, if you ate it, it ruined the top of the roof of your mouth because it was
it's
so
stuck.
Hard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Otherwise, it just stuck to the roof of your mouth. It was so funny the way
now
you said
Now they have.
That.
I'm not getting way off topic. I was shopping the other day. They have Reese's Peanut Butter Cereal, but they also have a chocolate Captain Crunch. And I'm thinking,
how about Cheerios
Ray.
That was supposed to be so healthy? We just spoke about this
yeah.
not too long ago. It has every single flavor. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You take cereals that you go from healthy to super unhealthy. This is life.
I think.
This is making money. This is entrepreneurship.
You know something? You can be an entrepreneur, but keep it healthy. But they're not funding
nutrition
companies.
There's never going to be healthy stuff. People are going to always go into the unhealthy stuff.
And you had a nice post. Was it on your Facebook page? I'm trying to think. The difference dollar-wise in a nice healthy salad – and
compared to
whatever it was.
You can get a hamburger and fries for $2.
Now you can get
and
yeah.
you can get a salad for $7.
That's the thing.
Do you see? It's all about marketing.
It's
all about money.
The thing is,
it's money, money, media, media, money, money, media, media.
This is what happens. You see more.
Mm-hmm.
You see more Burger King's.
Everything's on the dollar
Kentucky
menu.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
You see them.
You can get a whole
more.
Meal in Kentucky Fried Chicken for $5.
Okay, but what I'm
okay.
trying to say is you'll find them in blue collar neighborhoods or under, whereas
yeah.
areas of Lexington Avenue mm-hmm. there's no McDonald's.
No,
nothing like that.
Nothing
so,
like that because people go to Stay Fresh, Fresh Star.
It's a Fresh and Company.
All right,
and yeah,
all those
it's
things.
It's a little bit more
right.
expensive, but you know. And that's the sad thing. It's like when
it's
people...
It's all about marketing, media,
yeah.
and social media. It's just the way it's going to be, and it's going to get worse as we get older. Totally worse. Because we won't know what to believe, what not to believe. It's all your self-judgment.
But you want to know something? You want to know something?
Hmm.
We know what we know because you
mm-hmm.
and I are both in our late 50s.
Right. We're not stupid. We're not naive.
No. And the thing is, what obstacles do we have in our day physically?
Mm-hmm.
None.
No.
What obstacles do we have as far as, well, do we have to say, oh, this doesn't fit me anymore? We don't.
No.
Not because we don't enjoy or go out and
listen,
drink. We do. But we're responsible. And we've always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And people say it's too late. No, it's
never,
never
too
late. It's never too late. And
never
that's
too late.
You know, while you're trying to change her point of view with
mm-hmm.
regard to my mother-in-law, it's never too late. Because you know what? That would be like when my mother, may I say, rest in peace, had lung cancer. That would be like me saying, well, you already got it, so continue to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
So there is a point of reference in saying, well, okay, I did some damage to my body. Let me try to eat healthier, be healthier,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to happen
no.
overnight.
No.
It could happen a little at a
mm-hmm.
time, and you could have like one cheat day during the week and just enjoy yourself. But
yeah, but you know, years and years I've tried to comprehend, put that into people's heads,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I'm giving up on training and trying to change people's minds. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen because your own self-affliction
mm-hmm.
will always take place,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
If I can't tell you that this is not good and, you know, you should work out every day, you should move your body.
With something, yeah.
Right, like one of my clients that constantly overeats and constantly complains of how she doesn't feel
mm-hmm.
good, you
yeah.
know? She has AFib, and she has this, and she has that. And I was just telling Laura the other day, I'm trying to get her out of my
mm-hmm.
week
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm losing the battle.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm losing the battle.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't want to give up, which is a great thing.
I think so, yeah.
But to me, it's a waste of time because she's not changing.
She's
just
doing half the work.
She's
right.
not changing anything else in her life. After she leaves me.
And you know the thing is, she's showing up for you, but she's not showing up for herself.
No,
she's not doing the
no.
road work at home.
But I guess this is the mind playing thing for her. I'm going to go work out for as best as I can because it's not the best. She can't do much. I have to tell you, she cannot do much.
Mm.
Strong, strong person, but she can't do much because she can't breathe. So what do you do? What do you do?
Look,
I can't tell her, don't come anymore.
No, of course
I'm just
not,
you know,
not.
I don't want to do it anymore. And I don't.
Direction anyway.
I don't want to do
yeah.
it anymore.
Yeah.
But she just feels better knowing that she does whatever she does.
You know what? And it's just relinquishing the guilt from her.
That's
all
exactly
it's doing.
What it is.
She's not feeling guilty. She feels like, look, at least
mm-hmm.
I'm doing this. But it's not landing on you.
No.
There's no difference in how you're feeling, how you're acting.
Not
so
my, it's not my thing. And that's why I'm giving up what I'm doing all these years
yeah.
because people need to make an impact on themselves. I can't make an impact on them. I really can't.
Yeah.
I can show you the way and lead you
mm-hmm.
the way. But you have to change your way.
And see, the whole thing
of
is,
living.
And again, this is not, it's not fair of me to say, I'm not a foodie. I don't really think about food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to eat. This is a good meal. But to me, it's not like,
and
well,
I love to eat.
Well, yeah, I think so. But
you actually
careful with what you eat.
I do.
But
you know, days that I don't have to, I don't.
But, I mean, I see people that post things on their Facebook page about different donuts. It's like, I don't even think of that. You know, a good meal is nice. I'm more there for the company
mm-hmm.
of the meal than the meal itself. I could really
care
less.
It's always social.
But I don't really care that much about food. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people, and again, it's a social equation. It's like it's going to be a drug of choice. It'll be drink. It'll be some sort of narcotic, or it'll be food. And that's what we go to when we're wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Yeah.
If we could find the reason that we're doing it, do the excavation on that
yeah.
and figure out why am
it's
I here?
Right. Self-involvement.
It's exactly.
And
just
trying to look into yourself and why do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, why do I? Because,
right.
again, it's the comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to when we were kids. And, you know, comfort food was the macaroni and cheese. It wasn't mine. But you know
no,
what I'm saying?
No,
it's
neither.
That, you know, that the stew on a
yeah.
warm winter night, you know, you sat by the TV, you
that
felt
was my
secure.
Favorite.
Yeah, you felt mm-hmm. secure. And you want to go back to that, but you forget the food is not going to bring you back to that. You
no.
got to you have to bring you back yourself back to that.
True.
So that's our show.
That's what we're trying to put out there. I get the hiccup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So next week
is the big round table.
Big round table. Nancy Donahue, Patty Martin, and Elite and myself. Yep. They love those round tables.
All right, calm down.
They do love the round tables. And I tell you the truth, any shows that we've done on Blog Talk Radio, those are the ones that seem to come up to the top, the round tables, because it's just, you know, what's really nice. Sometimes it gets
different point of views, different opinions.
And I love that. Sometimes it'll get a little, you can't get it back and some things, and you and I were discussing that before. Some things are said and you wish you didn't say it and they could be
right.
taken in the wrong way
right.
because nobody sees how we're saying that. They just hear
And also everybody
that.
Takes things in a different
exactly.
perspective, different
yeah.
opinions and
yeah.
stuff like that.
And,
so.
You know, again, this the point of the show is never to make anybody feel
inferior,
outside the loop.
Right.
And if you ever want to call us, 347-857-1867, if you have something to say, you want to come on the air live with us.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you. Love
Even
you.
If you have some different topics that you would love to
exactly.
bring up.
Exactly.
That's another
or
thing.
Or
yeah.
contrary point of view. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, this is a show that leans left a little bit, but we have a lot of followers who are on the right,
mm-hmm.
a lot of women who are on the right, and we might not agree with certain things, but it's, oddly enough, most of them agree with right to choose, which is a wonderful thing, and it's nice to think that most women are, you know,
hopefully
it
no, and if it's not, I'm sure they have a man behind them that don't agree with them.
Yeah, well, you
and
know,
that's the reason.
The truth is, the beautiful thing of being here in New York is the fact that it's not going to happen here. So, unfortunately, people
no.
from other parts of the country
no,
will
no,
come
no.
here
mm-hmm.
to exercise their right to choose whatever they want. Choose
mm-hmm.
to be pregnant, choose to not be pregnant.
Exactly.
That's what it's about, you know, and wherever you are in your life, you should do that. So, people, thank you again for joining us, and we got off to a nice start.
Loved
Next
it.
Next week, roundtable, and join us, same bat time. Yeah, calm down. That's enough
mm-hmm.
now. Same bat time, same bat channel. And Nina's going to take us home. Take us home, Nina.
She's taking us home. Bye-bye, everybody.